This is Will Wheaton. You're listening to Radio Brendoman.
Welcome to another episode of Radio Brendoman. I'm Brendan Creasy.
And I'm Phil Vecchio.
It's episode 250.
250, quarter of a millennium.
Yeah.
If we were to record these once a year.
You know. We're ancient.
This is pretty awesome.
We're an ancient one.
I bet you, I mean, I haven't done any research on this, but there's probably a much smaller percentage of podcasts out there that actually get to 250 episodes.
Unless they're ones that do it like every day
it
or
could
something.
Could be, but
Nerd's Eye View is past 250.
I'm not saying none. I'm just saying I think we're getting up into some more rarefied air here is all.
Yeah.
But I'm excited about that.
It's exciting.
It's cool.
Now we're in the club.
We're in the 250 club.
A special club.
Do we get a button now or something?
Yes.
All right. That's exciting.
We just got back from Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Pretty tired.
Wiped out, man. It was good, but it was like the hottest year at Comic-Con, I think, ever.
Didn't get a heat stroke, but some people did.
It was like super hot.
Pretty hot.
Really hot. And we spent a lot of time in the sun.
We were in a line that had no shade. For 4 hours.
Yeah.
At least four. More
a little
than 4 hours.
Over 4 hours, yeah.
And,
It was bad. I got sunburned. I put sunscreen on, but I didn't reapply enough, obviously.
And you're lucky that I suggested you put on sunscreen, because you didn't have any
on.
Yeah,
I would have just totally fried, so. It was bad. By the end, I had brought 2 water bottles and a soda, and I drank all of those by the end of it, and then. We were all just like,
there's a great selfie of us and the girls behind us. We're just all like, Cause also that was after we realized we probably weren't getting into the panel and we were so close yet so far.
At that point, I just had to get in something.
And we were just like, I need shade. Yeah. I need water. We were right by like the pool bar and I'm like, there was a lady with a cup of ice and I'm like, I will pay that lady $5 for that cup of ice.
Just to throw it at
me. Just throw me some ice. Throw me some, dude, you can like take a bucket. Fill it with pool water and dump it over my head and I will give you $1. Please.
Also, there was these funny kids like sneaking.
Oh, yeah. They were sneaking onto the water slide.
The water slide.
They were like climbing over the gate onto a fence. I'm like, one of those kids, we're going to watch a kid die.
Yeah. They were literally using the padlock as a step to climb up.
And they were like wet and like slipped. I'm like, oh man. Cause like, I'm like, there's no, like, I don't know where their parents are.
No.
But, so we're watching, it was like being, like, it was like a cartoon, because we're like watching these people swimming, and we're just like,
and then on the like one
side, and then there's like that, and on the other side is the ocean, and yet we're like baking. Derek was told me a story about the people that day that were waiting for, Hall Atrus bands for Saturday. And they were in that Joe's Crab Shack parking lot, which is also completely uncovered, and their chairs were sinking.
Into the asphalt. Oh my gosh.
And they were just like baking out there.
I also heard there were some fights that broke out around the, I don't know, like physical fights, but at least
Derek witnessed, cause his friends were in line like all night for like wristbands while his boss, at the comic book store. And so while he was out there talking to him, he witnessed some line cutters get like called out and then the security guards like chase them.
Ugh.
Like, all the way down to, like, the, like, Seaport Village area.
I mean, I kind of get it. If you're camping out and someone cuts, like, that's bad.
Yeah, and, like, it was crazy. Cause, I mean, we were in there on Saturday.
Yeah.
It was insane.
Oh. It was, like, one of the best panels of all time.
And we've seen some cool panels. I mean, we've seen the Expendables. We've seen the Scott, I think before this, like, Scott Pilgrim might have been my favorite panel, like Edgar, like the whole cast was there, and Edgar Wright just had there was so much energy, and
Terry Gilliam was
amazing. But I mean, I'm thinking about now, like when Simon Pegg and when they like came out there, like, and I'm just thinking about all the stuff that happened during that panel. But then, and then also, I was at the Serenity panel, like, but that Marvel panel was, we got a Doctor Strange light show We saw footage for just about everything.
Yeah.
Tons of Spider-Man footage. Like, way more Spider-Man.
I didn't even know they had that.
The only thing they didn't have footage for was Black Panther because they just started filming.
Yeah, they just cast
And we got to, so we got some big cast announcements and they brought them all out.
Everybody was there.
Coogler was there and Michael B. Jordan and everybody, like the whole cast, and like that looked awesome. And then everything else,
they showed
a short mockumentary about why Thor and Hulk weren't in Civil War, and it shows like what they were doing and like, it's really funny. I hope they put it online.
Me too. I haven't checked. Because
it was really funny. And, like, Chris Hemsworth and Mark Ruffalo are in it.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious. Yeah, like
a really funny roommate.
And, yeah. And then they showed, like, some, like, it was mostly, like, pre-visualization and, like, some, like
behind the scenes shots.
But there was a little bit of footage of Thor Ragnarok, and it looked nuts.
Yeah, it looks great. That whole shot of Hulk.
The freaking Arena Hulk. Arena Hulk, and then Hulk fighting the Balrog, and Hulk is like tiny against the Balrog guy.
That was cool.
And then like just the glimpses of Jeff Goldblum, like all that creepy looking. Oh, dude, it looks crazy. And then Doctor Strange, the freaking Doctor Strange light show, like all of a sudden the curtains like on the sides come down in the back, and then there's all this smoke and 3D light effects and just like all this freaking, it was nuts. And then like Benedict Cumberbatch like just comes out of the stage and everybody's going crazy.
I was gonna tell you too, during that time, like everyone spontaneously did like a standing ovation because the light show was amazing, and there was Benedict Cumberbatch, and there was like this one couple that's like sitting down with their arms crossed, like, sit down. And the guy in front is like, everybody's standing right now. If I sit down, you still won't be able to see. And he's like, sit down. And they
enjoy the moment.
Yeah, like, we're here right now.
We're
chill
at the freaking Marvel panel. It's nuts. We just saw the crazy light show. And then they brought out the entire cast.
Yeah.
Freaking Tilda Swinton is just even more radiant.
She's like a Greek statue.
We were at the very back, about as far back of the room, but even you could like feel the glow of like coming. She was crazy. And like Chris Hardwick could not contain
himself. He just ran over and like hugged her.
He was freaking out the whole. And like Rachel McAdams was there. Everybody was there. It was
the extended stuff we got to see. That movie looks great.
Nuts. The dude. What is that dude's name from Casino Royale? He's like creepy as hell.
He is creepy.
And he looks great.
Mads Mikkelsen.
Yeah. And he looked great in this. And he was really funny and cool. Everybody was cool. Oh gosh, it was so cool. And then, like, they showed so much Spider-Man footage.
It was like a big extended. I'm more excited. I think that's the one I'm most excited about.
Tom Holland was freaking out.
Yeah.
Like,
he hadn't seen it. It looks amazing.
Also, how crazy was it seeing, like, somebody that we went to school with on the stage at Hall H?
Yeah. I mean, like, to be fair, I don't, like, know him.
Yeah, but, like,
I got to meet him once briefly.
Yeah.
And, like, there he is, Hall H. Yeah. Scott Derrickson was directing
Doctor Strange. So good.
Yeah.
And the scene that we watched looked amazing.
Oh, yeah. They
showed a whole scene for us, plus the new trailer, which the new trailer is online.
Is the Spider-Man stuff?
No. The Guardian stuff and the Spider-Man stuff is not.
So
the Spider-Man stuff is nuts. So, first off, like, they showed, like, these yearbook photos of all the Marvel stars. Like, everybody was
like, when they're in high school.
Everybody was young once, and it's to Joan Jett's Bad Reputation. So already you get like that Freaks and Geeks
soundtrack.
It's like Freaks and Geeks.
It's written by John Francis Daly.
It's very John Hughes Freaks and Geeksy. Like, it's just like, these are the weird kids and the popular kids, and Zendaya is a weird kid, but she also has given him tons of shade. And like, I'm like, they picked a girl from like The Voice, like what? But she's great.
It's great. Oh.
The kids are amazing.
It just looks awesome.
Like as Derek pointed out, the one girl's giving off a real Gwen Stacy vibe, but they didn't say officially
who she was or anything.
And then like all the other really kids.
Funny.
Well, they took one of the friends is from the Asian kid they took from, that's from the Miles Morales one.
Oh,
so they are like borrowing,
mixing it up a little bit. Okay.
Cause he's actually Miles Morales' best friend. And so, and then the one shot, we got a quick shot of the vulture at the end. It looked awesome. You could not quite tell if it was Michael Keaton or not. Like, so we still don't know exactly what Michael Keaton is. I'm pretty sure it's gotta be, like, right?
Yeah.
Like, but, like, you still, like, but they, and then he also, they made it, I think they really, like, they kind of tease you because they're like, yeah, we just got the classroom stuff, but then there was action shots in there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There was
stuff.
More.
There was more stuff. And
is this the first time we've had Vulture in one of the movies,
yes,
right?
We haven't had it. Yeah, we haven't had Vulture, so it's great. And, like, holy crap. It all looks amazing.
Yeah.
Just the feel of it looks amazing. Again, like, it was very,
it's like a John Hughes
high school
movie.
And that's the director was very big on that. And, like, Tom Holland was, like, audibly yelling,
yeah,
like, in excitement.
This looks great, yeah.
and then.
He's so good at Spider-Man.
He's so good. Like, he's so good. Like, he's so good. And it was.
They did a lot of teasing too, because they started out with,
they started
just, like,
out with just the event, and I'm like, oh, okay.
That's cool.
But then.
And then they were like,
brand
here's all this
new
stuff. We're like,
yeah. Oh my gosh. Then live action, like, the actual like, Steve Agee and Sean Gunn as their Reaver characters broke in and came in, like, a bunch of the Reavers from Guardians actually came in and interrupted the panel, and James Gunn came out.
They did
and
a
then,
whole, like,
a whole big shtick thing that was hilarious and awesome. And then the cast came out, and Batista is just big and cool.
Yeah, Chris Pratt.
It was the entire cast
except
Vin Diesel.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
Because I don't think he's in this one because it's Baby Groot.
Oh my gosh, Baby Groot.
Is gonna be, like, the biggest thing.
If you
thing.
Thought, like, Baby Dory is, like, the cutest thing in 2016, this is gonna be the cutest thing in 2017.
And maybe the cutest thing, like, in the history of cinema.
But also the most, like, terrifying
thing. And also, they're gonna sell so many toys.
So many toys.
And then the big surprises were, Michael Rooker came out in full Yondu gear, and Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
As Ego, the Living Planet, and they showed the funniest scene involving Ego and Drax. There were multiple funny scenes with Drax. Drax called Rocket a garbage panda.
Right.
The whole place just went crazy. The footage, because they showed, we got a full scene involving Baby Groot.
With Yondu,
yeah, with,
like,
he was breaking out Yondu and Rocket from prison, and that's where he got they swapped the iconic shot in the trailer. Now it's Baby Groot on Rocket's shoulder, instead of the other way around, doing that, like, just shooting everybody.
And now Yondu has his
fin on, and that is just nuts. And then there was a shot of Sylvester Stallone in the trailer that they showed.
Do we even know he was
in it? We don't know that, and they're being cagey on what he is. James Gunn said he works for Yondu, but to me it looked like he might be Nova Corps.
Because he was in, like, a uniform.
Definitely a uniform.
Of some kind.
Because it was quick.
Yeah, real quick.
And the movie looks amazing. Awesome Mix Volume 2 already, Fleetwood Mac, like, classic, like, it was just awesome. The new characters are great. You got Mantis, you got that other girl, and, like, freaking, it looks, and, like, freaking Kurt Russell's in it.
Oh, dude.
It's crazy.
Now, there is one shadow that kind of loomed over this whole announcement,
which caused a huge ruckus in the Disney community.
Huge.
People are going crazy.
And I understand why.
They confirmed that the Guardians of the Galaxy overlay is happening
on
Tower of Terror.
At least in California.
And they showed, like, footage of them filming the ride footage involving... It was like Chris Pratt, Zoe Saldana, and Batista.
I just feel like...
People are going nuts.
I feel like that's a bad move on their part. Like, they're going to get, like, a bad taste in people's mouths.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm excited.
I think it's going to be great.
Cool.
Here's the thing. I know it's going to be awesome, but at the expense of losing Twilight Zone.
They were going to lose Twilight Zone anyways or something.
I don't know. But if they haven't said they're going to do it in Florida yet. They only said California.
So I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm...
It's gonna be
well.
Great.
They can't do Marvel rides in Florida.
I know. So, but I'm saying, like, are they gonna take out Twilight Zone. But they don't have to take stuff out as much in Florida.
Yeah, I just, so I don't know. I mean, people are flipping out, but
well, I also saw some stuff afterwards that they're planning on taking all of Hollywood in California Adventure and making that Marvel Land.
Yeah.
Which, they just spent, like, all that money and stuff redoing all that over there.
But do they mean by, like, Muppet Vision and...
Well, yeah, but, I mean, even
they didn't really redo that area.
But it just fits with the theme there. Like,
but there's all, not like, much there 20s. Now.
I know, but and it's sad.
And then, and like that, and like some of those other buildings have been empty for a long time.
They already got rid of Muppet Vision, so. Yeah, that over there, but like Monsters, Inc., they can take a Monsters, Inc.
I don't know, man.
They're going to reskin that.
Monsters, Inc. has like, I mean, like, it's even less crowded than there's I like, even no remember. Lie.
They probably are. I mean, I guess it makes sense, because there's just a lot of empty nothing over there.
Yeah.
I just, it's, I guess it's a nostalgia thing.
For a park that was just kind of mediocre.
Yeah, like, but it's still, like, I don't know. And, I mean, I don't know. It's going to be great. And, of course, I'll go on it.
I will sacrifice anything for a Marvel ride, dude.
If they do a Spider-Man ride?
Yeah, exactly. You don't even know what they're going to do.
I guess so. But I just love Twilight.
When you're on that Marvel ride, you're not going to care. I'm sorry.
I am going to be sad. But, see, I feel like Tower of Terror is one that we're losing, whereas all that other stuff over there is not so
bad. I'm fine.
I just am going to miss it.
I'm going to miss it, too. But we had 10 years, 10 good years. It was a good run. But these Disney fans that think they're actually going to do something.
We'll start the petitions
like,
and stuff.
I'm sorry, but like.
Yeah, I can just hear the CEO of Disney. Yes, we just got a thing from change.org. People are upset about this. Okay, never mind. Scrap that. All those millions of dollars we've already spent on putting it together.
Yeah, that's not happening,
it's
guys.
It's not going to happen.
I mean, they've already filmed the ride footage.
They know that all those people that are complaining are going to still go anyway. All
and they are.
Like, oh, I'll never go to Disney again. Oh,
no, you're
yeah,
not.
Yeah, right. You'll go to Disneyland again.
I mean, you made it.
If you're passionate enough to argue about whether
you still
or not,
have
you're
your,
definitely going
that, if
again.
You still have an annual pass now with, like, the amount of money that they are,
you're
like,
going. You're that's not going to stop you.
So that, but that whole thing was just nuts.
Yeah.
The Aliens reunion panel.
Oh,
you,
last Marvel thing, though, the very final thing.
Oh, yeah. So they brought everybody back out because they're like, we need to do a family photo. Like, oh, someone's missing. And then Brie Larson came out. And they announced that she is Captain Marvel. Holy crap.
So exciting.
Ugh. Ugh. And then previously, we didn't get into this, but the Luke Cage panel, they showed teasers for Iron Fist, for Luke Cage. The Luke Cage teaser looks crazy. It looks so awesome. Did you watch it?
I haven't watched
oh
it.
Oh my gosh.
I've got a lot
and
of
And then
like,
they showed a Defenders teaser.
Right.
And it's there's no footage, but they did like they kinda it's like all the different logos and they form together to Defenders and it's playing a Nirvana song and it's a freaking awesome. And then at the end it's Stick talking over, like you guys need to figure out how to bond together because you know,
so
like
cool.
The world. Because, so I think this is going to tie into the greater, like, Foot story. Like, it's basically, because, you know, the Foot's doing all this crazy stuff, and now they, like, basically have those indestructible armed zombie people and all that stuff. Okay, sorry, Daredevil Season 2 spoiler.
Yeah,
oh, wait, you
don't
even know what I'm talking
stuff.
About.
No,
oh, crap. Crap.
Okay, I don't know all this stuff, but what I do know
what's
is...
What's the Foot? And you need to watch Daredevil Season 2.
Yeah,
oh, my
I do.
Gosh.
I need to. I'm way behind.
But it looks so amazing, and I was freaking out. And to the point where we were playing it, and we weren't paying attention, and we got yelled at by the Lemonade Room people because we had it on too loud, because we were watching it. Because we were in the Lemonade Room as they were dropping it, and then they put it up online at the same time.
Okay.
And so we were watching them, and we're like, don't you want to see this? Like... And they're like, look, I'm sorry. Like, that looks amazing. Cause we were watching, the Luke Cage trailer, it's like a scene of him like going down a hallway and just like murdering people and stuff and like getting shot to I Like It Raw, like that, oh baby, I like it raw.
Oh,
like
yeah,
that song.
Yeah.
It's the ding, 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 and it's amazing. Like, holy crap. And that was awesome.
We also found out Ghost Rider is going to be
oh, yeah.
in
because they revealed
the
car.
Yep.
Because it's not Johnny Blaze, it's the other guy.
And Marvel is the king of everything, and they are going to have all of our money. And then Disney, at the top of that, is like, yeah.
And
give it all to me.
I was also kind of excited to see, because I watched the trailer in the theater before The Purge. That was the other big news. This was another big news item. So I saw the trailer for this movie during the Purge election year called The Woods.
Oh, yeah.
And it looked really scary and freaky. And then at the Comic-Con, Lionsgate was like, oh, guess what? You know that movie, The Woods, is coming out really soon? It's not actually called The Woods. It's called Blair Witch. Boom!
Yeah.
I don't know how they pulled that off.
I don't know.
Basically made it in secret and didn't tell people.
Well, they've showed trailers for, like, the fake name.
Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of, like, unprecedented.
It's pretty nuts. And it's the guys that did... Did you ever watch You're Next?
No.
It's those guys that are making this.
Okay.
And I don't know, and I've heard it's super scary, but
Well, The Woods trailer looks
so
cool.
To be honest, I think I'm gonna have to overcome my fears, but you're gonna have to come with, and,
Cause we saw it in front of The Shallows.
Yeah. And it does, it looks really cool.
It looks really good, yeah.
So I think I'm gonna have to suck it up, cause I love Blair Witch.
I know.
And the second one was awful.
I never bothered to see
it,
so.
It's horrible. And I feel like this one, I'm ready to be scared.
You're ready?
Well, I remember how scared I was. I told the story so many times, but my brother does not get scared of things. Like, he's way not scared, and I get scared of everything, but my brother, and so, first of all, normally I would sleep out in the living room, but I slept in my brother's room, and then that still wasn't enough, and we slept with the lights on. And we were like, I was 19 and he was 17.
You're basically adults
like,
at this point,
yeah.
Right?
And we slept in the room with the lights on, and we were still freaked out. Because it was like, at the time, like, it was like, holy crap, and then just the more you thought about it, like, ugh. And
well, this was at a time when, like, a handheld camera was not a thing you saw in a movie theater.
And then, like, because of the marketing and stuff, we still weren't 100% sure what the deal was.
Was this real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, again, like, everything that came out, like, there's so many things, like, that basically was the, like, that invented viral marketing and as we know it today, and website, like, campaigns as we know it today.
Found footage genre.
Just, yeah, and, like, all that stuff, and... So I'm excited for this. I want to see it, but I'm also like, I know I'm going to freak out. And if I go with you, it'll probably make you, then you can tell the stories about how freaked out I got.
It's PG-13, right?
I don't know. I'm not 100% sure.
I could be wrong. But I feel like I saw it was.
But I think it's going to be great. Another good and awesome announcement while we were in the Kevin Smith panel, they announced this, the MST3K reunion. It's going to premiere on Netflix.
Yeah. Which is super cool.
So that was awesome. You know, the DC stuff. Derek was at the Suicide Squad panel. That's kind of...
He wasn't too jazzed about the Justice League.
Yeah,
right?
But he's firmly on the anti boat. But apparently the trailer they showed, it's mostly Batman. Cause I was talking to Zach Eastman about it today.
Okay.
But he also loves Beavis Doge and I just can't get on that train.
Yeah.
But I am excited for Suicide Squad.
It looks good. I guess my thing is...
And I heard the Wonder Woman trailer was great, and I haven't watched it yet.
I haven't watched that
Brian
either.
Brian posted all of them as they were posting them.
I know. There's so many videos I want to go back and watch
now.
Yeah,
they're in the Facebook group.
I just feel like the Marvel ones get me excited out of my mind.
I know.
The DC ones, I'm like, okay, I'll probably watch that.
It's
different.
The Aquaman is in the trailer, so I'm curious, like...
What is he like? Hey, guys. Hey. You drop this.
Because again, like, I swear,
there's a deleted scene somewhere where he pops up and says, you drop
there
this.
There has
to be.
Also, Zach was trying to sell me today on the 3-hour director's cut edition, and I'm like, I just can't do it. Like, I'm sorry. Like,
is it just entirely
he
different?
He said it's
movie?
Way better, but I'm like, if it's so much better, why didn't they release that? Like,
no.
And he's like, it actually makes sense. I'm like, I don't want to, because like, I feel like I'm listening to these people say this, but no one I know that didn't like it, then watched the director's cut says it's good now.
Oh yeah, it's great now.
No, I have not heard that. The only people that are praising the director's cut are people that like the regular one.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but I don't agree with your opinion. Yeah, they did post them. We just haven't.
Yeah, Josh said the Justice League trailer's online. Yeah. I'm sure there's others too.
I don't believe you guys, and I'm not gonna, I'm predisposed, but I feel like I'm gonna watch that 3-hour cut, and I'm gonna be so mad. Like, did I waste the night? I got fooled again.
Story.
It's like, fool me once. And that, I forgot who said that. Somebody said that about, like, are you going to watch the director? He's like, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me, like, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice.
Josh said it looks okay, but it's still Snyder.
Exactly.
Yeah, it is. And as long as it's in that universe, I'm going to have a hard time getting super excited about it. I'll watch it. I'm not saying I won't watch it. But, you know. But then I watched, like, the Spider-Man thing, and I'm like, this is going to be the greatest movie
And we were losing our freaking minds, the whole Marvel panel. The entire Marvel panel, I was basically, like, audibly yelling out loud. And, like.
Well, everybody was.
And then we got hats.
And we got hats.
Yeah.
So it was pretty cool. So, yeah.
So, well, Comic-Con. But, like, go back into Comic-Con, we'll go back in later a little bit more.
Okay, yes, good. We'll do some of our stuff.
But we got other stuff.
And then get back to
that. Okay. And like it might take us a couple, like,
we got two episodes.
To do it. But, it's really hot in here, man.
Yeah, it is.
I'm, like, sweating.
Yeah, it is.
The air conditioner is off.
It's gotta be off. But we do it for the listeners. We do it because we love you. Because otherwise, you'd hear in the background the whole time, and then it would be bad. So, all right. Well, should we do some reader mail?
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm just like
don't pass out. If you're gonna pass out, we can pause and edit it.
All right. Well, we got a reader mail. Which, if you want to send us reader mail, go to radiobrendo.com. Hit that contact form. Also, brendoman@gmail.com or radiobrendoman@gmail.com or Facebook, Twitter.
All those stuffs.
Hey, Gringo's actually in the chat.
Hey, we're about to read your email.
He's in, like, where are you? Fort something and somewhere.
You're in Fort something and somewhere?
Yeah. He was posting pictures of, like, where he's working, and it looks like the finale in E.T. when they're, like, in all those tents.
Really? Like all the tubes and stuff?
Yeah, it looks creepy.
Oh, like the scariest part of E.T.?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Even still, as an adult, that part creeps me out.
Yeah. When they, like, kind of referenced it in Stranger Things, I was like,
Which is part of why Stranger Things is the greatest thing ever.
All right. Well, Gringo, speaking of Gringo, he wrote in and he said, this is Gringo's top whatever. And number one, he says, The Expanse. So he's done these before. He did one.
Yeah.
You weren't here.
Well, what is The Expanse on?
It's best damn sci-fi TV show in a long time. See it.
Where can you see it, though? I mean, do we know?
I don't know.
I guess I could Google it and find out, huh?
But it's called The Expanse.
The Expanse, okay.
I'm guessing it's about an expanse.
Big area?
Yeah.
I'm going to assume.
Space?
Yeah. Could be.
Time? Josh says Hulu.
Oh, Hulu, okay. We got an I think Hulu, so, you know, take a grain of salt. I think Hulu, maybe.
Yeah.
All right.
You don't know.
Good. I don't know. Sounds good.
All right. Number two, Maggie, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold.
Arnold.
You gotta pronounce it the way he wrote it.
Oh, starring Arnold. And yes, it's another zombie movie. That's the one with, like, the zombie.
Yeah, it looked good. With his daughter. And, yeah.
But a human touch to it that other shows haven't done. It's on Amazon Prime.
I think I even added that to my queue on Amazon because it looks interesting.
I just realized I need to watch the new Terry Gilliam movie.
Yeah,
that's also on my Amazon Prime queue. There's so much weird stuff on Amazon Prime, and I spend all my time on Amazon Prime watching that stuff. Oh my gosh, I found the weirdest thing on Amazon Prime.
What?
I forgot what it's called, but it's like this. It's like a Tim and Eric type thing. It's like this channel.
Okay.
And it says it's like the Z channel or something. And it's all these fake commercials.
I added that to
and
my
like
queue
fake
too.
Like.
Is it good?
It's so weird.
Okay.
And half the time I'm like, is this real? Is this, what is this? And then I had to look it up and it turns out it's this guy made all these like hundreds of YouTube videos and then he turned it into this Amazon Prime channel and like it is nutsos.
All right.
Cause it's like all these weird pyramid scheme things. It's imagine like Cinco videos, but even more weird. And like, it's so, cause there's like, it's like, is this an instructional video? Like, and then they're like selling things. It's, there's like fake commercials. It's really weird.
All right. I know for sure I added that.
You will love it.
I'm all over that.
Like, you will love it. I watched it for like 45 minutes and I'm like, okay, I think I have to stop.
That's all you can take.
Cause like, it's nuts.
That sounds good.
Alright, and then number three, Stranger Things.
Yes.
Holy crap, best show since Stephen King's It. He really likes Stephen King's It. so many things to say about it. The music, the throwbacks, the cinematography, and the theme song.
I fully agree on all counts. It's the greatest thing to come out in a long, long time. It's amazing.
And I found the playlist for the after show I still haven't gotten to watch on YouTube. Now I have to watch them. And the music was just...
Yeah, this whole...
The score, the soundtrack.
Yes.
It's perfect.
Everything is perfect in that show. There's nothing... I mean,
again, like, the second when he was, like, in the room with the girl and they played Toto's Africa, I was like, sold. Like, holy crap. Well, and, like, everything about it was
playing
just,
Dungeons and Dragons.
And, like, right away, like, and all that. And if somebody's commenting right now, they're commenting on their phone and we don't see the comments...
Just
on
in
this.
Case. We don't know.
I'd have to go get my phone, and it's over in the kitchen. So maybe that's Brian. Oh, there's another comment.
Should I grab it just in case?
Go grab my phone.
What if he's saying stuff?
He's probably saying stuff.
All right. All right, read the next thing.
But yeah, Stranger Things is so incredible. They didn't really have anything going at Comic-Con. I was hoping for like something, like a panel or like some kind of thing.
I think it was maybe a bit of a surprise to them how huge it was.
Yeah, but maybe they had a... Oh, yeah, Brian is commenting. So he says Expanse is on Sci-Fi.
Okay.
And the Expanse is on... It's Thomas Jane, Sci-Fi.
Okay.
All right. And then Andrew Lindy joined the conversation. I got to turn my... All right.
Meanwhile, Josh Anderson says, oh, here is a question for you. Okay. Well, when he's done typing that, we'll answer that. I think Stranger Things was kind of a surprise. I mean, I think they knew it was good, but I don't think they realized, like, how enormously popular it was going to be, like, right out of the gate.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think if they did, they would have had something there. But I don't know. I just hope, whether it's, like, a continuation of the same story or just more stuff... In the Stranger Things universe, like another story or something. Oh my gosh. Oh, that's exactly
what
I'm
saying. Would you rather be a different cast, different story set in the same universe? I don't know. I'm fine with either one.
I feel like if, cause I, the Duffer Brothers,
I have complete faith in them. Like, but I also love that cast.
Yeah, so I would love to see more with them.
But I could see where maybe they kind of just like quickly appear and like some new thing.
Right.
I don't know.
Either way, I will be stoked. I just hope they do more.
Brian says, I'm not sure I want a second season. That's crazy.
But see, I think that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're being satisfied with that exact
Well, yeah, of course. Some of those kids are going to get old and awkward, so that's where maybe they make a quick appearance in one, and then that transitions to the next one, and then you keep doing that.
But even if it's a totally another story and a completely different
place. That's fine. Like American Horror Story or
something like
that.
Right, but it's all connected by the upside down world or whatever.
Yeah, like just exploring all that. And then, like, kids on bikes, you know? Like, as Kumail Nanjiani said, like, my favorite genre is kids on bikes. Yeah. And I want a full... And, like, it's... Okay, yeah. Full-end anthology or other experiments that do different things. Like, that... Because now you have the evil corporation the government
anything that
conspiracy.
They put out, I will watch.
And, like, yeah. I think that's what they're... There is an interview out there with the Duffers talking about that, and they seem like, I think they're more thinking about what Josh is saying.
Yeah, well, because the thing I saw them saying that they had a lot of stuff written about the underworld or the upside down world, and that there's a lot of stuff we haven't seen about that.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean it has to be those same characters.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they've got, their storyline is kind of wrapped up, although you have the one kid who's continuing it.
But then you could have that one kid and then like,
there's any number of possibilities. Although I do want Winona Ryder and it's still because she's amazing.
She
but it's
great.
Okay. Whatever. Whatever they do. Because
I feel
board.
Like they could do that with other, like, yeah. Yeah. Josh, I loved it and I hate kids and stories about kids. So that says something.
Yeah. I feel like it's almost universal. Like, I haven't heard anyone say they didn't like it.
And those kids were just.
Everybody loves it. So I don't know what they did.
It's great.
It's what's crazy to me is that those guys basically came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I mean, they did like wrote a couple episodes.
We were talking about, I mean, that's like the great, that's like awesome. And it's great that Netflix is giving those people like their, because like Netflix lets people do like whatever they want. They don't control things just based on everything. Yeah, that toothless kid. He's my favorite.
It was a great cast. Again, it almost felt like a Freaks and Geeks type casting where they're just real people.
And they acted and they were like great. I loved it so much. All right, Gringo's number four thing. Amazon Alexa. That's the like voice activated speaker thing that they have.
Okay.
That John and Veronica have one and they love it. So he says we're radio fiends at my house and it makes it easy listening to shows we're addicted to. The shopping list is pretty sweet and easy too, like you can there you go. And did I mention Stranger Things? Number
five? Yes, you did, but you can never mention it too much.
So good. It seemed like it was all the talk at Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
even Kevin just go around. Mentioned
it. Kevin mentioned it, and everybody was like, did you see Stranger Things? You see it, and everybody was talking about it. And you could start – we started conversations with strangers talking about Stranger Things. Ha!
Maybe that's why.
Because we'd be like, and everybody, and nobody was like, ugh, no. They'd either be like, yeah, I saw it, it was amazing, or, oh, yeah, I really want to see it. Or like,
I can't wait.
Yeah. Like, it was just like, everybody was talking about it. They were doing a scavenger hunt thing, because there were posters, like, Will was missing.
Right.
And then there was a scavenger hunt, and you could win a VHS tape box.
I saw the, like, prize
filled
box.
With, like, prizes. But they were, as soon as, like, they started, it was, like, within minutes somebody, because there was a lot of people.
Yeah.
As the word got out.
I don't have a chance to ever do those things. I'm not.
Yeah, I remember trying to get one of those Cowboys and Aliens gold bricks.
Yeah. Because
they'd be like, be at this 7-Eleven. I remember Derek and I went to the first one, and there was like 500 people at the 7-Eleven. I'm like, well, that's that. Like,
yeah, I'm out. Like, I'm glad for whoever got that, but it's not. It's way too hot to run around and try to do that stuff anyway.
And then that Mondo learned that lesson when they start the first year they were doing the random drops. They were doing them at random places in the city, and then they're like, wait a minute, that means we have to like. Actually go to these places and be there, and it's like 100 degrees and you're running around, and also I guess like that one, like people were like running into traffic and stuff and causing some problems,
like a proto Pokemon Go. Speaking of which, like I noticed a lot of the what do you call them, the training centers, not training centers, like where you fight people, what is that called,
the gym,
thank you, they're like at churches all around town.
Yeah.
That's kind of random. Or is that like...
I think that was like part of...
On purpose?
I think it was common in like it was public places.
Yeah.
That was like because part of when it's integration with Ingress.
Okay.
So churches are pretty common, schools.
I just wondered can they petition? Do they try to get... I know Josh was talking about...
Well, when we're doing Ingress, people... The way they set up a lot of those was during Ingress, you could like suggest waypoints.
Okay.
For things, and then that's where, and it's the same places from Ingress.
All right.
And,
Well, I downloaded it at Comic-Con, like on the Thursday of Comic-Con.
Yeah, you're already ahead of me, because I'm not even level 5 yet.
I'm at like level 7
and you
now.
You joined Team Mystic.
Yeah, Team Mystic.
So now I gotta join Team Mystic, and hopefully it recorded okay. I haven't checked it yet, but Jonathan London had some words to say about that.
Josh is Team Mystic.
Because Jonathan is Team Valor.
And what was his Team Mystic joke?
He's like Team Mistake.
Yeah. Whatever. All I know is that Josh was, and David did it. Now I think we got a good, team, so.
Alex is Team Valor, and he's like level 22.
Well, that's true. But he lives in San Diego, so how often are you going to be able to, like...
Yeah, but how... But then that, like, if we're all the same team, then who are we going to fight?
I don't know. Other people? Everybody has it.
Yeah.
Like, all you have to do is, like, look around, and there's someone around you that has it.
So. The closest, there's a gym, there's a Pokestop. The closest Pokestop is not a gym, is the Seventh-day Adventist Church, and I haven't even seen where the gym is. There's not a lot of.
Well, I think the big Baptist church has the gym.
Okay.
Like the big one out on the boulevard that does Christmas lights every year.
All right. Well, maybe we'll have to
walk. So, yeah. It's just like. There. It's just down the street, not too far. And I'm walking there right now, but.
That's the other thing. Like, walking around here, like, forget about it.
So, how lazy is it if you Pokemon Go by, like, driving around town?
A lot of people
will
do that.
That's funny.
All right. Well, I saw somebody set it up on their bike.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So that's good.
They had like a whole rig.
Halfway.
Like they had a thing like right on. They had their phone mounted like right there. and they were just biking around. Well, I mean, in the original game, you got the bike, and that, like, made it way faster to get around.
Makes sense.
So, I mean, you're just trying to do what the game suggests. All right, well, you know what else I'd suggest is listening to podcasts on Stitcher.
I think that's a fantastic suggestion.
Yeah, it is true. You can't hatch eggs if you're going faster than 20 kilometers an hour. Like, when you're trying to hatch an egg.
Right.
Because you have to be walking.
But you could, like, drive somewhere and then stop, or ride somewhere and then stop.
All right, well, be sure to listen to Stitcher podcasts.
Good place to hear
things. RadioBrendo.com, click the Stitcher link. Use the code BrendoMan if you haven't signed up for an account yet.
Or just email them and devices. Say, hey, this is
thumbs up the show.
That's right.
Rate and review us on iTunes if you're on there, and also on the Google Play Store and everywhere else where you find
podcasts. Speaking of podcasts, we did a megacast.
We did do a megacast, which should be up
soon. Yeah. So that's going
to
be on
the Benview one-offs feed, which you go to BenviewNetwork.com, and that was featuring quite a few people.
Yeah.
We got officially bounced from the Free Soda Room this year.
It's done.
There's an official policy now.
But we found a new place to do it.
But I'm going to be sending a strongly worded letter just because I think they should have a podcast lounge, or they should be a little bit more clear about their policies.
But it would be smart for them to provide somewhere, because podcasting is, it's such a big, important part of that community.
Oh, Brian's been asking me this question for a while, so I have to acknowledge, since we're talking about Stitcher. He wants to know my hours of listening on Stitcher.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know it tracks that.
Yeah, if you go in to the app, I got Mandarin Orange Show up right now, but I was listening, I finished that, and I finished Josh's Minor Damage cast, and I was listening to Mabim Bam, My Brother and Me. Benson's got me hooked on it now. It's so funny.
Is it?
Okay. Because it's these three brothers, and they give advice, and it, even though they're bad, it's bad advice, and it's so funny.
Josh likes
Brian's got 441.5 hours.
All right, what do you
so
have?
So on this, if you go into settings in the app, and then you scroll down, and it'll tell you your hours. So Brian said he was 451. Mine is 779 hours and 37 minutes. And I've been listening since February 27th, 2011. So that is in like 5 years. So
still, that's impressive.
That's a lot. I listen to a lot of podcasts, you guys. No joking. I mean, I'm listening for, when I'm walking, like when I was walking, especially when I was walking and running a lot. And then when I'm like at school, when I'm working, when I'm in the car,
driving,
doing my puzzles, podcasts on Stitcher.
A lot of the Benview Network podcasts are on there.
Yeah, be sure to check out all the other Benview Network podcasts. I mean, you got some new shows. Got Artistry featuring Caleb Berry, who he was on the Megacast with us. And you also got Trent Talk, talking about Trent Reznor. You got Van Dammit, which he said, like, I'm sure they're going to have. They're probably, hopefully, going to do a new episode because
we got the new movie coming out.
Yeah, somebody I met, one of Derek's friends had a. I think it was one of Derek's friends. Somebody we saw had an awesome. It was the bad guy from Bloodsport.
Oh yeah,
it was awesome. Bolo, because that's his real name is Bolo. That's his first name, Bolo, and it said Bolo on it, and I thought it was pretty cool. Also, you got Podcast Preview. And Mandarin Orange Show featuring you and Janelle.
That's right.
You got Comic Nerdy Night, Star Wars Nerdy Night featuring Tim Van Otrev. And also, you check out Nerd's Eye View this week featuring me as a guest.
That's right. You're new on there.
Yeah, and I'm talking about Ghostbusters.
Extra Damage with our friend Josh here in the chat.
Josh and Jesse and MBWS featuring me and
just
Veronica.
Just recorded a new one of that.
New one coming up probably tomorrow, and sometimes featuring Benson. Yeah, popsicles. Even though we didn't record a new one,
you guys stay in the same room for the whole Comic Con.
Comic Con is just so busy. Got a lot going on.
I know.
Got Benview on Spielberg. We got Benson and Lindy working on some new stuff.
Yeah,
coming up. Speaking of Benson's boombox.
Ooh, I uncovered. We talked about this on the special cast, but I uncovered a conspiracy regarding Midnight Marinera.
Well, you talked about it on here.
Did I on this one as well?
Because you remember Andrew was in the chat because about it.
Well, we further confirmed, it's not the name of the email.
It's the name of the sauce.
It's the name of their sauce. They have a sauce called Midnight Marinara.
But I think that they should work out some product placement. Like, yeah. You've listened to the show, now try the sauce. That's the slogan.
If someone made a Radio Brendo Man
sauce.
Pesto or something Radio like that.
Radio Brendo Man pesto. Radio Brendo Man raviolis.
You tried.
Ravioli, Radio Brendo Man raviolis. Yeah. Radio Rigatoni.
Radio Rigatoni. Radio Brendo Man pesto. You've listened to the show, now try the besto pesto.
Because I'm the besto. You took stole that from Bob's Burgers.
Hey, I like Bob's Burgers. I My name is Jamie Pesto.
Is that, now you tried, but I'm the besto. That for his campaign song. I don't even remember the words.
Lots of good shows. But you know what else is good?
Dream Host.
Dreaming about having a website and then hosting.
And now you don't have to dream anymore. You can actually do it.
That's right.
Go
to
RadioBrendo.com, click the Dream Host link, and that will take you to the Dream Host site with a $50 coupon in your pocket. And you'll save $50, but you gotta go to RadioBrendo.com, click that link, and you know what other link you can click? You can click the link on our website to get a free trial of Amazon Prime.
That's right.
Save that money.
New season of Gordon McGibbon's Life on Normal Street is up, and it is awesome. We watched one right before I came over here.
New episodes of Man in the High Castle coming soon. Lots of other stuff. That City Marty Krofft show.
That weird show you were talking about.
Which one? Oh, yeah, that really weird show. The Heistin.
So much good stuff on there.
Pilot. Yep. Transparent.
Yep.
I started watching Mozart in the Jungle. It's crazy.
They got a lot. I'm telling you.
It's actually about, like, the intrigue that happens at a symphony.
It's interesting.
And it's like, the guy's like a conductor. And, like, it's actually really entertaining. Huh. I didn't finish the first episode, but I was impressed. I watched Malcolm McDowell is in it.
All right.
And some other people. And it was really good so far. But, I mean, that's another one. I mean, that one won Emmy Awards.
Yeah.
And
I'm telling you, these streaming services are the future of television.
They've also got a lot of cool music documentaries, because I watched one about the Beach Boys that was really good. And they had, like, this guy, like, interviewed Brian Wilson. And then they had some other interviews, some other documentaries.
I just added one on the list.
They got that Nintendo Journey.
I think it's on there. The Joy Division one?
Yeah.
I think that's on there, right?
Yeah. They got a lot of stuff on there.
Yeah.
But you can get a free trial to Amazon Prime by going to RadioBrendo.com, clicking that link, and that'll also get you – it's only $99 a year after that free month, and then you get the free two-day shipping with no minimum order size. You get the Kindle Owner's Lending Library. If you got a Kindle, that's free books. You got the Amazon Prime Music, which they're always adding tons of stuff.
Lots and lots of stuff.
Listen to all kinds of music. You also get the discounts on video game pre-orders.
Yep.
It's a great deal. It's crazy.
But if you already have Amazon Prime or you just want to help us out anyway, you can always go and just click on the Amazon link on the right-hand corner of our page and shop like you normally would, and it'll help us out. And then we'll read off anonymously on the show what you bought. What did people buy this week on Amazon?
I bought some stuff. I'm just checking our Twitter real quick because we got some interactions.
Okay, we got some tweets.
So I'm going to make sure it's not like somebody saying something. Oh, no, it's just some likes. People liked it.
Likes are good.
The Megacast is up.
Oh, okay, good.
So I got to retweet that.
All right. Boom. So you can hear us on that.
Retweeting.
Amongst other folks. I wonder what he did. I have to listen to it. Like, did he start us off in the room and then have us kicked out?
When we started, we were in the free soda room and recorded for a little bit, and then we got kicked out, and then we started up again. And I don't know. We'll see.
Interesting.
You got to listen and find out. It should be entertaining. But we also, Amazon, people bought a few things.
What'd they get?
We got a Moco Apple Watch Stand Premium Scratch Resistant TPU Charging Dock with Non-Slip Base and Multiple Wire Slot. Compatible with nightstand mode for Apple.
That's all the title.
That is the title of the product.
All right.
It's an Apple Watch stand. Then we've got Dr. Christopher's Formula Complete Tissue and Bone Ointment. Bone ointment.
That's what, like, after you eat, like, a KFC, this is what you put on the bones so they don't, like...
Oh, yeah, this is, like, that oil. I was making fun of this earlier.
This is the same guy, Christopher.
Synergistic combination of herbs for bones, flesh, and cartilage.
Remember, this
supports
is the one.
Bones, skin tissue, hair, nails, teeth, and gums. Wait, do you rub this stuff on your gums?
Yeah, no, you put it on your bones directly.
But it says for your teeth
I don't know.
Also.
I think you, like, rub it in. It's like a lotion.
Ew. But aids in the body's natural healing process.
This is the guy, remember, on the listing it says Dr. Christopher, but on the artwork itself it just says Christopher.
Yeah. Because they can't actually put doctor
on
the packaging because that would be illegal. But it, yeah, refrigerate after opening. So you have to refrigerate this stuff?
It's got olive oil in it.
It's got extra virgin olive oil. So you're just rubbing your olive oil on yourself.
That sounds delicious.
Wheat germ oil, wild-crafted white oak bark, wild-crafted comfrey root. Oh, yeah, I remember we were looking at
you read all these before.
Organic mullein leaf. Wild-crafted black walnut leaf, organic marshmallow root. See, it's just rubbing roots on yourself. Gravel root, wormwood herb. Isn't wormwood like poison?
I don't know.
Lobelia herb, skullcap herb, and beeswax. Apply externally as needed or as directed by your healthcare professional.
You know, Brendan, this is none of your beeswax.
Consuming this product... So if you eat it, it says you will cause liver damage. So don't do that.
There's a lot of things you're not supposed to eat. That's not an...
This product contains comfrey. Itself. Comfrey contains piezo something. What the frick, dude? This is crazy. This product contains comfrey. Comfrey contains pyrolizidine alkaloids, which may cause serious illness or death. Yeah, this ingredient in the thing. It doesn't say if you eat it.
It says right here. It should not be taken orally. Or used as a suppository.
But I think, like, comfrey, period, is bad.
Well, don't put it in your butt, and you're okay.
Don't put it in your butt. That's, like...
That's their slogan. Great... Dr. Christopher's tissue and bono, wait. Don't put it in your butt. I should be on their marketing team. You've already read all these before.
Stinks to high heaven, but it works. There you go.
Don't put it in your butt.
5 stars, don't put it in your butt. What if the 1-star review just says, 1 star, I put it in my butt?
Oh, God.
Does nothing useful, slightly smelly, but not enough to be troublesome.
Don't put it in your butt.
I suspect that this product is mostly beeswax and wax and oil. The remaining other ingredients don't make it any better for pain relief than cheap hand lotion. If this cream works well for you, it's wonderful. In that case, you might be able to save yourself some money by switching to hand lotion instead. Had high hopes, but this stuff made absolutely no difference in the tendonitis in my foot. Smelly, itchy breakout. This would help some boils that developed on my chest. Blech.
See, I think that this is not like just to put on anything.
I put some on before I went to sleep, only to wake up with severe itchiness around my chest area. The following day, I broke out in more boils. This guy's got boils on his chest.
Yeah, like, I think
somebody should, like, reply, comment, like, dude.
Go to the doctor.
I want
to
read what the comments are. There's somebody left comments. Crap, how do I view the comments?
I think you said you can comment.
Oh.
I think.
Because I hope somebody was like, dude.
Oh, yeah.
You need to call.
Call a doctor.
Right midfoot fractured bones testing this product?
What? He broke his foot? Man.
This is a nutso. Not gluten free.
You're not supposed to eat it!
What?
You're not supposed to eat it. It's not only gluten-free, it's got poison. Don't eat it, man.
Smells bad.
What are they doing?
This smell made me so nauseous I couldn't use it. This stained my clothes and didn't work. This product gave me a rash.
Two different people titled their review 1 star.
This stuff is worthless. The jar not strong enough to do any good. Okay. Well,
unfortunately, no one said don't put it in your butt. So maybe you should review that product.
I want
to
hear somebody that says I put it in my butt. Okay, here we go. The warning. This should be a real concern for those.
External use only.
Yeah. I have my jar in the refrigerator, and yes, I know it is quite solid. But instead of relieving the pain, it has intensified it. I've used this vitamin 3 times now. Each application has caused pain and spasm in my left hip. Upon checking, I zeroed on the second ingredient, white oak bark, and found out there are several conditions for which it should never be used. Alright.
Don't put it in your butt.
Typical FDA narcissistic smear campaign. Oh my gosh, they think that they're from the FDA.
I'm sure that's how the FDA is going to combat usage of this. Like, they would just not allow
it. Oh, and then the big pharma. Whenever you hear the words big pharma out of somebody. Comfrey does not cause liver damage, except it does. The studies on rats prove that one would have to ingest 18,900 comfrey leaves. All right. But it still does. One star for your lack of preparation on research on how to use it. So he's giving them one star on their
on their comment, on their review.
We're leaving a review
rating
on their
people's
review.
Reviews now.
Well, that guy is.
I guess so.
Smells awful. Zero.
I think that
Omi Brotherhood Mentern or Icy Hot is much better. All right, garbage. Ointment stale, dated, unable to use, bad purchase. That guy doesn't even know how to.
No, form. Don't know how to write sentence.
So, see, and this guy's complaining about Amazon because they sent him the wrong item.
Yeah, that's not a review of a product. I guarantee you that's what someone said there.
Well,
all right.
Then we got regular comfrey ointment. So straight up comfrey ointment.
Ooh, now look at this next one.
Don't put it in your butt.
Don't put it in your butt. That's right. That's a good lesson. That's actually a good lesson for most of the things people have bought here.
Iron Gym ab straps. What is this?
Someone's actually like working out.
Trying to get some sweet abs.
Look at that.
Oh, so you like hang them and accessory for use with a popular Iron Gym system. Oh, so like
it goes around your waist?
No, it's these straps that you put around the Iron Gym. So if you have an Iron Gym, which I guess you put in a doorway, and then you put these straps on, so then you can like do these crazy pull-up things. So you like hang in the straps, and then you do like little crunchies. And so you get like ripped abs like this dude. Except I love how they get already ripped dudes.
Yeah, like he doesn't need that. He's like, already got that.
If you had like a fat on there, yeah, like hanging out, and he's like,
What this doesn't show is that bar on the door like ripping off if one of us goes to hang on it there.
Yeah, like I just ripped my door out of
door frame comes out on your head.
Yeah, if you're like hanging from your door frame, you're just like, frush.
What would you tell your landlord? Like, the door's kind of broken because I was doing pull-ups.
I was doing abs, get my ripped abs. It can only hold up to 300 pounds. So, not for fats.
Not for fats. Oh, well.
That's like the name of the Not For Fats.
Not For Fats brand.
Only for ripped dudes.
NFF. Not For Fats.
Now I want to read the things on here. Good product. Great ab workout. Good for crunches and not hurt the back. I know right well.
I know right good.
Was not a fan of this product or the strength of the Velcro. Velcro makes me so worried. Very difficult to use since you have to get up and then slip arms through. That's in the picture, you dope.
Yeah, this sounds like someone who's not qualified to use something like
this.
Was
not a fan of this product or the strength of the Velcro. That's the same one. Ab straps in hopes that they would prove a nice addiction. Addition to my daily workout, I ordered the ab straps. Instead, I went up returning them. I could never get them adjusted properly. Oh, this guy was too fat.
It felt as if I was doing all the work. Yeah, you're working out, dude.
They held my arms in such a way that my upper back would get sore after less than a minute.
That's just a fat thing. Like, man, this is a bad
purchase.
This is
really hard. These work as advertised, but they're a hassle to use. Save your dollars and just do crunches.
That says these are quality.
Snap to 212 pounds. Ooh.
Hmm.
If you're weight over 200, don't get them.
Oh.
Seam tore during the first use. I weigh about half the rated 300 pounds. Well, that guy's lying.
Yeah.
I only weigh 135 and it has tears on every seam. Sure you do.
I'm just kidding. I think you forgot a number in the hundreds place there.
Yeah, so there you go.
All right.
Ab straps.
Well, I hope it works for someone. It definitely...
How much is the regular Iron Gym? That's like how they get you.
But I guess that's not bad. That bad. Like 20 bucks.
But that's just the bar. I mean, yeah, that is it.
So yeah, you fit the bar. $25, something like that.
But I don't know. You'd have to have that right doorway, because otherwise...
You'd have to have the right doorway, and you'd have to be able to not rip your door frame off when doing it. Do you remember Sonny had one of these, like, roller things that you hold on? It was, like, the most pointless, like... I remember I would go over and try it. I'm like, this is not exercising me at all. Like, I don't understand what this is doing.
Well, you're supposed to, like, actually do crunchy things.
Sorry. I know, but I'm telling you, like, it doesn't do anything.
What?
I don't know.
Crunchies?
No, the roller thing. Because it does all the work for you.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, I got this new game because I was playing the, trying to get more coins on the WWE Slam. And it's Clue Bingo.
Clue Bingo?
Yeah, it's great.
So, like, Colonel Mustard Clue?
Yeah, and you, like, go to each room, and each room has different bingo games, and
cool.
You collect things, and it's Clue-themed.
Sounds fun. You got that because you got coins for getting it?
Yeah. And then I played bingo while I was watching wrestling.
That sounds
fun. And
I got
kind of addicted to it. Except this one, I was annoyed because on the other one I had, they, like, you can play four cards at once, and it auto-dabs your cards that you're not... You only have to focus on one card.
Okay.
But this one, you have to, like, keep looking at all the cards, and you're flipping between them, and it's really stressful.
Oh, it's like that one bingo game that we did.
At the place, ugh. All right, well, we got to wrap this up, so be sure to check out our subreddit. Our Kickstarter is going.
Yeah, I mean, we've been a couple of time dining.
So we're gonna finish that. We're gonna finish. Yeah, we got a plan.
School year is kicking in here, and that's when we're back to regular schedule.
So
and
we'll get it done.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Check out our Clicker Heroes clan. The name is Radio Space Brendoman. If you're playing that, clickerheroes.com. It's free.
Facebook group.
Facebook
group. A lot
group,
of good stuff in subreddit, there. Subreddit.
MyVacationPants.com for all Janelle's great tips and.
Yes.
MandarianOrchShow.com for your other podcast. And be sure to check out MountainRoomEscapes.com if you're in Big Bear. You want to do a cool mountain room escape, an escape room, mountain-themed.
It's very fun.
And it's fun. Use code RadioBrendoman at MountainRoomEscapes.com for $5 off each ticket.
And a free gift.
Yeah. PodcastAdvocates.com. Check out that.
Comic-Con Palm Springs
gonna be
coming
Comic-Con
up.
Comic-Con Palm Springs in about a month.
It's going to be hot.
It's going to be hot.
And awesome.
It's going to be fun. And ComicConPalmSprings.com. Buy your tickets. Use the code CVW. Get $10
off.
Hot.
Hot. All right. Thank you guys for listening to our 250th episode.
Yay. We're going to talk more about Comic-Con next time.
Right.
And we'll also see what good old Marmaduke is up to.
See what the big red dog is up to.
I didn't see any Marmaduke cosplayers or Marmaduke comics.
I know.
Or any Marmaduke representation. I was hoping for a Marmaduke booth.
Nothing.
But no.
Dude, what isn't Brad Anderson's son? What's his name again?
Something Anderson.
What if he is
Jeff
there?
Anderson, I think.
Or dude.
No. That's the
what if he was
too.
There? We would need to find him.
Oh my gosh. I would like... I'm like, Mr. Anderson, like, we need to have,
let's,
like...
Please, can we interview you?
And, like, we'll take an hour.
We need to make that happen.
Just really...
We need to look him up.
I tried to find him, because I want to... I'll email him, I'll do... But he's a ghost.
Just like Phil's
dad.
Father.
What if we... we already talked about it. If we told him our theory, he's like, you're absolutely 100% correct.
It. No one has ever figured out.
But if we did it in real life, he'd probably be like... Get away from
you guys
me.
Are morons.
It's a big dog, and people love dogs.
It's a newspaper comic,
my
man.
Dad loved dogs.
Dogs do dumb stuff.
And by year 10, he was just kind of like, Marmaduke's
Marmaduke
babe.
Runs in the snow.
Oh.
All right.
But that'll be on Thursday.
Thursday.
Look more Comic-Con talk.
All right.
We got a lot to cover.
We got a lot.
Because I wrote it out.
Okay, we got to go through it all. We already did Hall H.
We did do the Hall H.
Because
that was quite a bit of insanity.
Yeah.
And just want to give props to our Comic-Con peeps, our crew.
Yeah,
people
so
helping
many people.
Making it happen. You know, we always meet new people and reconnect with other people and have a good time. And much fun was had by all. And apologies to anybody who didn't get a chance to see.
It always feels like a wedding. There's just so many people and so little time.
Yeah, and everybody's trying
Everyone
to do their
wants
stuff.
To hang out and yep.
And but
we'll also talk about our panel on Thursday.
Yeah.
So
which was awesome
big
and thank
news
you
there.
To people that came to that.
Yeah.
and check it all out. Check it out. And I'm hot. And Brian says, I'm out, super tired.
We're out too for this episode.
Yeah. So for Radio Brendo Man, I'm Brendan Creasy.
And I'm Phil Vecchio.
Have a good one, everybody.
Is a part of the Benview Network.
You can find this and other podcasts like it at BenviewNetwork.com.
I'm Jordan, and this is Nerd's Eye View. Who do I have with me?
I'm Andrew.
I'm Tom.
And what do we do here, Andrew?
Well, we talk about movies. Every week, we always talk about something that's new in theaters, as well as tell you what's going on with the box office top 10 and what's coming out on DVD and Blu-ray.
And then we do a crazy thing called Guess the Ending, which Andrew has a wonderful catchphrase for, but it mainly involves us coming up with crazy stories for all the new movies that are coming out.
So if any of that sounds good to you, find us online, nevpodcast.com, or on Twitter, @nevpodcast, or benviewnetwork.com.
What was I supposed to say?